Our next witness has received a financial blessing upon his belief in the Lord Roscoe. Take it away, Mr. Blitzky.
Hello. I want to give you a little testimony. I know a year ago I did not believe in the Lord Roscoe. Yes, folks out there, can you believe it? But 1 year ago, I did not take the Lord Roscoe to be our personal savior. And I knew I was down and in and out, and down and down and in and out and down. And I was having such financial trouble that I couldn't even pay for the flop house. I was down and out and in and out and down again.
And then what happened?
Oh, then a vision came to me of the Lord Roscoe. I had heard it on the radio, a testimonial, and that night I was dreaming and I saw a vision of the Lord Roscoe. And the vision of the Lord Roscoe said to you, to me, he said to me, whosoever did believe it in the Lord Roscoe shall in no wise be cast out. And I took that vision into my heart, and I thought it over. If I do not take the Lord Roscoe to be our personal savior, I shall forever be down and in and out, and down and out, and in and out, and down again. And if I do take the Lord Roscoe to be my personal savior, I shall truly be blessed and saved, and I shall be assured of my place in heaven. So I took the Lord Roscoe right then and there to be my true and personal savior, and I was saved. The next day I found a penny in a gutter, and I took that penny out, and I invested in the stock market, and I made $1 million that day, and then I took that $1 million out. After that financial blessing, I took that $1 million out and I gave it to the Roscoe Savior Agency, and I gave them all that money there, and then I did not have that $1 million, but I knew I had $1 million spiritual blessing, and I am spiritually blessed, and I know that when I die, I is truly going to be saved. Thank you very much, Reverend Dr. Preacher.
Thank the Lord for giving this man one penny and giving us $1 million.